right, we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. With me is Dan Dursky of Texas, who is the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And yesterday we had the update session for CBB, and one of the issues that came out of this, one of the main votes we had, was about the nominating process for the Cattlemen's Beef Board members. Tell us a little bit about what this agreement is. If you could define what exactly is the difference in how we're going to, at least for the next year, do the nominating process for Cattlemen's Beef Board members.
Okay, in order to answer that, I really probably need to go back to the origins of the checkoff. And originally, it was set up in such a way that each portion of this organization, the Federation Division, the Policy Division, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, had their own separate nominating processes. Subsequent to 1996, it was formulated that there would be joint nominating processes in which seven representatives of each of the three organizations would meet together, interview candidates, and then separately vote upon who would be nominated to the general board for election. And interestingly enough, the beef checkoff is the only one of the 18 checkoffs that have had any such arrangement. Every other checkoff, the organizations that are involved in them have a separate nominating process. Last year, we had some recommendations for improvements to the checkoff, and one of the recommendations was that Cattlemen's Beef Board leadership, both the officers and members of the operating committee and the executive committee, would be chosen from a nominating committee made up exclusively of Cattlemen's Beef Board members. There was an agreement in place that stipulated that the joint relationship would continue, and this week we sought to change that agreement to put it into conformity with our policy. And our partners to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, wished it to remain as it had been the last few years. And as part of a negotiated settlement, we agreed that the Federation Division and Cattlemen's Beef Board would jointly sit in the interview process with only the Cattlemen's Beef Board asking questions, and then the Cattlemen's Beef Board would separately discuss and vote on who they wish to nominate to their leadership positions. A long, convoluted answer, but a negotiated settlement that I think satisfied the primary needs of the parties involved.
And that is important to stress, that this was a compromise between the three groups involved.
Yes, it was a compromise, and the officers of the organization, the executive committees of the organizations, worked it out.
So important now, just let's move on, get the business done, right?
It is such a small cog in our goal of increasing the returns to all of the producers that we really should focus on those things that make a difference.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Dan. And we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.